tuning in to episode 283 of your Overseas Connection podcast, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That is gaming for the elderly, and it comes with free clearing of the throat. Today is August 24th, 2014, and I'm just one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, Gamertag Murphy's Law, OC Murphy's Law on Twitter and kind of everywhere, I guess. Joining us this week, you've heard him once, maybe even twice already, Mr. Jason Shoemaker.
I wasn't muted.
Perhaps we should start. Sir.
Holy shit. Okay. All right. We should just start over. Hi, everybody. How you doing? Glad I'm back, aren't you?
Yes, we are glad you're back, Jay. You've been missing in action. Life got in the way a little bit.
So really, my headset mute button doesn't work.
Yeah, not really. It's okay. A little clearing of the throat's fine.
So like right now you can hear me?
I can hear you just fine, Jay. So can the rest of America.
And it's red, and it says muted.
It's lying to you.
Son of a bitch.
So all those private conversations you thought you were having online when you were playing games, not really private.
Oh, it was working though before. This is how we did this before.
This is how we roll, Jay. It's how we roll.
Guess I'll have to use that mic button on the Skype. I will mute myself now.
All right. Well, hopefully not muted, Mr. Mark Wright, also on the show this week.
Hello, Mark Alex on Xbox Live, PSN, Steam, and Twitter. How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing great.
Glad to have you back, Jay. He's muted, so he won't reply.
I know. He's the silent type now.
And like we're in the presence of Jesus.
Yeah. I have seen a Jesus sighting. Yeah. Unfortunately, we do not have Nicole with us this week. Last minute, she needed to back out a little bit. So, Mike kindly jumped on and said, I can podcast for like 5 minutes. Mike Chin. Quite the intro, Mike.
Yo!
Mike,
you
all right? Long time.
Yeah, I can't stay long, so I don't want to waste time.
That's beautiful, Mike. Mike,
I was sure that Nicole was going to be on, and then I was going to convince everybody that me and her aren't the same person, because every time I'm on, she's not on, and then she's going to, you know how this goes.
Right, right.
That just throws your theory out the window now, doesn't it? You still have to prove that wrong.
Yeah. Maybe it's like, no. I don't know I'm her, but I am her.
Well, actually, I should say, we actually have a message from her. I'm going to play it right now. This is Nicole. She just called over to the show explaining why she's not here. Hey, y'all, it's Nicole here, and sorry I can't make the podcast tonight, but unfortunately, we have this thing down here. It's called Razorback Feed. I don't know if you're all familiar with it, but here in Alabama, it's very important to us that we do feed our Razorbacks. They're like angry hogs, and so unfortunately, I can't make the podcast tonight. It's just I apologize for the last minute, but I understand my counterpart, Mike Chin. He is handsome man. He's going to take my place. And I just want to say before I leave now, Gears of War makes me wet. Woo! Well, thanks for that, Nicole. That was quite insightful.
She's going to kill you.
I know. But she loves me. She'll
be at home now going, oh, Lord, have mercy.
God damn it!
Lord, have mercy.
She doesn't sound like that at all.
No, not at all.
Yeah, so how are we?
We are good. We're excellent. We're ready to talk video games.
Still not sure if I'm muted. Am I muted?
No, you're not muted, Jay.
Son of a bitch again.
All right, well, let's talk games. God, I don't know who to go to first. Jay, who hasn't been on in forever, or Mike, who hasn't been on in forever? Mike, I know you've been doing guitar lessons. Anything else besides the guitar
lessons? I haven't
had
a guitar lesson since I was 16.
Maybe you should start.
I'm a good player since I was 9.
I'm just kidding. Mike, you're quite good. Yes.
Yes.
Let's talk video games.
Video games. Right. I haven't played any. Bye!
Great. So glad you came on
the
show.
I have. I've played a bit.
A bit?
A bit. I played a bit. I played Sniper Elite 3.
Okay. All right.
There's three of them. So, this is a game where it's not taken very seriously, but you have a sniper gun, right? And you have to shoot people in the balls and face, which is a notion I can get behind.
Right.
And they sort of hit their stride in two because they added the X-ray feature. So when you shoot somebody, you can now see in their muscles and in their bones, and you can really see like how much damage you do, which was basically the best part of the game and pretty much the only reason why it got probably funded for a third. And yeah, exactly. So, you know, you see it go through the skull, and the whole game you just go, oh, let's do it again. They sort of borrowed it from Mortal Kombat, you know, and Mortal Kombat introduced that in the, when it got rebooted. So that's cool. But the problem with 3 is they added stuff, like a game, which, get the fuck out of my sniper game.
A game?
Yeah, where you sneak around and stuff, and a story, yeah. And that. And I'm like, no. It's weird because there's stealth elements in the game,
right?
And it don't work, Greg. It don't work.
No, I know. So. It always evolved into you were stealthy for like the first part of it, and then you get to a point where you're just like fuck it, and you go balls out, and you just kill everybody.
And there's that thing, you know, that trait of like you shoot one, and then everybody in the area is like, I know where he is, I know where he is, I know, you know, and that's right. Ridiculous. So it's just weird. There was a level though where it just went fuck it, just shoot everyone,
right?
And that was great because there was no way they could get to you. You know, you was really high up. Like, you mean you snuck around this level and you'd been doing the usual crap. And I was like, this game ain't great. And then it just went just shoot people. They can't get to you. You can't get to them. Just shoot them. And that was great. That's pretty much what the whole game should be. But it ain't. And that. You know, it's a B-movie game that did well for its second one, where you shot Hitler in the face, even though that's not how he died. And then you can shoot Hitler again in this one. So, I don't know. But why not? Why not? And when you shoot him, you do see that he only has one ball.
Really?
There was one thing in Sniper Elite 2 which kind of annoyed me. Some of the missions you have to destroy tanks, and you're a sniper, and you've got to shoot this little fuel tank on the back what glows red.
Yeah.
Have you done that in 3?
Oh, yeah. You did that quite a bit.
They've introduced, like, tanks and vehicles now, and yeah. In fact, there's, like, a tank boss, isn't there, Greg? I don't know if you played it up, but there's a tank boss, and it goes around. And for me, like, it wasn't completely obvious what I had to do, so I was just sort of, like, trying to throw bombs at it and proxy bombs and all this stuff, and it just wasn't dying. And then it just turned out that you had to shoot, like, this grill on the back,
right.
Like, 3 times. And I was like, oh, this is boring. Yeah. But
it's
quite cool. There's some levels, Greg. Have you played it all, Greg?
Yes, I have actually finished the thing. Finished it.
Because there were some levels that, like, where you had to blow things up, and I just sort of shot them, but then I realized that there was like a big underneath tunnel with a barrel, and I could have done that, and it would have killed all the people around, and it doesn't explain that. It just assumes that you're going to know, or assumes that... there's a lot of, like, I finished the level, and then I walk around the level and realize there was a better way to do the level that I just did.
Yeah.
And
there,
I found
quite a
bit of that. Underground tunnel, and I'm like, this would have been great. This would have been... This is the way I should have done it. Whereas...
Right.
In a game like Hitman Absolution, I don't know if you played that, anybody in the room, but Hitman Absolution was a game where I felt like I discovered those routes before, you know, while I was using them, rather than after the fact. And I just think it's a poor stealth game. Maybe they just should have put some standard third-person cover in instead of stealth. But I get it because you're a sniper and stuff. And the main character, I don't care. And he speaks with a gravelly voice. I don't care. And the cutscenes are boring because they're just like still images, right? And it's just like, come on.
Yeah, there definitely weren't cutscene wins, so to speak.
Skip.
Yeah, you get the cutscene and you're like excited to kind of watch it. And in that game, it definitely was not something you really wanted to watch.
Yeah, I very rarely skip cutscenes, to be honest. It's not something I usually do. But these were just like still images while the guy's like, we snuck behind enemy lines, you know, while he's on the toilet or something. And it's just not very interesting. Which is a shame because I thought I'd expect a little bit more out of it. And the developers are British, you know, so it's nice to support. But they haven't got a great caliber. I think they sort of looked out with Sniper Elite 2. And they're sort of piggybacking on the success of it. So
I'll throw this out there. I actually had fun with the game.
Yeah.
However, I think I had more fun with it when I wasn't trying to be stealthy, and I just was going in and pretty much confronting the enemy head on, which actually proved to be really difficult too, because you are incredibly fragile, just a few hits and you're done. But I liked it best when I was in that kind of combat as opposed to trying to be stealthy, because the stealth element, when you were really taking it that full kind of stealth route, made those levels extremely long. Holy crap. Yeah,
they
took forever.
They are long. I mean, I can only do one and then I'm done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be bothered to do another one. Because they're like, they're basically just a big open area, aren't they, with plonks of things to blow up or get to. And then another area will open once you've done those, and then there's some sort of climax, and that's it. And, you know, it's okay. I just want to point out to the listeners that we can see each other. Greg does this on the Overseas Connection. I'm from theveterangamers.co.uk, so check it out. We don't want to see our disgusting faces, right? And I've noticed that Jason has something on his wrist. May I ask you, Jason, how you have this wank wrist?
I sprained my wrist getting stuff out of my grandmother's basement.
Porn.
Nope. There's tons of furniture down there that I can't move as a 40-year-old man and thought I could.
Right.
Yeah, and I sprained my wrist.
I just wanted to acknowledge the fact that we're on video so you can see my beautiful hair. Let me wave it around for you.
Seattle Jesus.
It's like he's doing an advert for L'Oreal because he's worth it.
I know. When it's long enough, Mr. Wright, we're going to get that slow motion camera on it. And we'll...
yeah.
Well, the funny thing is your video feed is kind of breaking up a little bit, so we're getting slow motionness. Yeah,
yeah,
so you were like waving your head.
Also, another thing that I want to talk about is a game called Halo Wars. I don't know if you've heard of this game.
No.
It's so funny. I don't think I've
never
heard
about it.
Well, it's an indie game. It was on the Humble Indie Bundle.
It's an indie game.
It was released in 2001.
Here's all I need to know. What's your rank now?
Oh, it's top.
You don't listen
top
to
as in...
even, do you, Greg? Because he said Wizardo is at the top rank. He said Wizardo is a top rank.
Number one or at the top? Number one.
Like, no. Look, my rank overall, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is.
Oh, well,
but,
Jesus
Christ.
Come on.
That's hey, I am cheat. Right, so, I've been playing that. I've also been playing, you know, like, retro games still. Ah, can I tell, like, my retro story of stuff? Ah, I don't know if... See, this is what Contra 3 looks like. Sorry, listeners, you won't be able to see this.
That's why he's not on the show anymore, just for the record.
Fuck it, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? So this is... I'm holding up for the listeners a Super Nintendo
Konami.
Box. Cool.
Yeah.
Konami, yeah, when they were relevant. And this game is called Super Probotector, and it's basically Contra 3 in the Americas. And, I played Contra 3, but it's not the same because, you know, the PAL version, Germany couldn't have human people shooting each other, so we made robots.
How's it fit in the DVD drive?
I don't know! So I've been playing a few classic games here and there, and of course, one of the best classic games in the world is Super Mario World. It's one of the best. But let me tell you about my story, then I'll shut the fuck up, all right? But my story goes like this, right? So I've been buying all these games off eBay, trying to relive my youth and shit, and I couldn't find certain games. There's games like Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo and... Bart's Nightmare and Looney Tunes and things like that. I'm sure I kept these. I don't know where they are. Anyway, I bought some games and I've had my little retro fix. And I pick up... Now, it's a funny game, but I pick up a game, and it's this. It's Jimmy White's 2 cue ball, like, snooker game, right? And this came out in... Jimmy White doesn't even play snooker anymore, right? So this came out...
That must be 90s. Must be mid-early 90s.
No, 1999 this came out, it says.
All right.
So I bought this game, and remember when PC games come in a big box, right? And, like, so, yeah, I've got the box upstairs, and I realised that this game, the CD case, is downstairs. So anyway, I picked up the box and I moved it for some reason. And then, like, the next day, while I was driving, I went, why was that box so fucking heavy? Right? It was heavy, and the thing's here. All right, so as soon as I got back home, opened the box, bam, I got, like, loads more Super Nintendo games. I got Super Street Fighter, Bart's Nightmare, Looney Tunes, Killer Instinct. And I was like, ah! So I texted my brother and said, I've got Street Fighter 2 Turbo. And he basically juiced in his pants. And that's my Super Nintendo story. I haven't played much else, really. I've been downloading some of the free games. I played a little bit more of Mark of the Ninja. I don't know why I finished the game twice, but I love that game. And
it's
also,
a good game.
Greg, me and you still need to do Lara Croft, The Guardian of Light. We still need to do that.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Need to do that. Because, well, I want to stream it on Twitch, twitch.tv/fashiongamers. And, you know, we can do that. And if you want to go on my Twitch, you can see me shoot somebody through the ass into their testicle.
Yes.
Which was a good one. And that's me done, really. I haven't, I don't, yeah, that's
better. Okay. That's more than plenty. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Shut the fuck up, basically, is what you said.
Pretty much. Sure, sure. Jay! Jay, what about you?
Yeah, okay. So while I was incapacitated for a while, getting my wisdom teeth out, and on pain relievers, I managed to finish Watch Dogs. And,
yeah, Watch Dogs!
Yes, and I played Abe's Odyssey, New and Tasty. And then I went away and played mostly mobile stuff just on my 3DS. So a ton of Animal Crossing New Leaf. And then just got back, well, essentially in front of my consoles today and got to play The Last Tinker, which just released this Tuesday, I believe, on PS4. Do you guys know anything about this? Did you see the trailer for GamesCon or anything like that?
No, yeah, well, I don't know what about it.
Yeah, it looked like, well, by the trailer, it looked like a great 3D platformer. Similar in vein maybe to Tearaway. It's talked about, you know, colors and creativity. And so I'm like, great, this is going to be maybe a knockoff of Tearaway. But it actually just kind of plays a lot more like Knack, which is a combat-heavy sort of button-mashing 3D platformer. The whole idea is you're a citizen of Color Town, the city's lost its color, blah, 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 I don't care. It's not that much fun, you shouldn't play it, still bother.
That is a ringing endorsement.
Yeah. It was one of those, hey, this looks great, I'll buy it just based on the trailer, probably should have waited for a review. It's not bad, the controls are sort of floaty. In fact, it actually just feels just like Knack, which is floaty controls. Not very accurate, some frustrating bits. And if you can mash the square button, you can beat this game, because that's all you do as far as combat.
Got it.
That's about all I've done.
All right. Fair enough. Out of curiosity, without any spoilers, Watch Dogs, did the ending disappoint? Did it? Was it what you had hoped? I ask because I'm trying to finish Watch Dogs myself, and I've been finding it very difficult.
Well, okay. So
I'm interrupting the podcast. I am interrupting the podcast. I'm so sorry, guys. I have to go. There is a lady that is going to be waiting for me at a train station in 10 minutes. And if you know anything,
are you engaged?
We don't want to keep you away from your fiance. So
if you know anything about women, which I'm sure you all do. They don't like it if you don't pick them up and you say you're going to pick them up. So I am going to love you and leave you. Sorry, I have to go.
Just
I will
just like
show.
A woman. Love me and leave me.
Congratulations on the wedding. See you later.
Yeah.
For the listeners, I have not proposed. I am not engaged. It's a fucking running joke that Greg puts in. If he edits this out, fuck him. Right. I love you all.
Apparently I was the last one to, get word of the fact that you aren't engaged.
I'm so Greg, I'm so sorry I have to go, but I'll listen to the show anyway, so I'll listen to the rest later on. Jason, Mark,
see you,
bye bye listeners,
bye.
Bye. I'm sorry I have to go. Bye.
See you later. So as far as Watch Dogs, If you don't like interacting in that world right now, then I don't think the ending is going to do much more to make you really love the game. I mean, I thought it was fine. There's nothing wrong with the ending. I heard a lot of chatter on Twitter that people really didn't like the story, and I can't say I was terribly invested in it. I just liked being in that world. I liked interacting. I liked driving around. I liked doing the side missions. Everything about it, I just had a lot of fun. So, yeah, like I said, if you're not having fun now, then the ending's not going to help you. It's not getting better, let's say that.
Fair enough. No, fair enough. I figured as much and pretty much was expecting that, but I do want to finish it. It's just been tough to get back into just the flow of getting into that world and getting through those missions. It seems like every time I'm going, I thought I was close, and then I'm not. I thought I was close, and then I'm not close to finishing it. Mark, you were going to chime in on something?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask Jay, so by the time you finished it then, how many bad guys had you left underneath cars? Because you had a habit of parking cars on top of them.
That was at least, I mean, several a day. I lost count. But that was just great. I loved doing that.
And the
as soon as a crime would pop up, I would, okay, where is he? Hunt him
you were
down.
On it.
Hunt him down, knock him, beat him down, and then drive a car on top of him and park it.
The second question is, have you actually seen anyone about your problem and spoke to anyone about it and sought help?
Well, that was kind of maybe part of the reason I was away from the podcast for a bit. I didn't really want to say anything. But, yeah, I just got out today. Broke out, as you can see with my wrist. It's really just
sprained from,
you know, beating up some people that were trying to keep me in an insane asylum.
The truth is out.
Yeah.
The truth is out.
I might have to get whisked away just like Mike did.
If that happens, by the way, so going to put that on YouTube. We have video.
Totally
up.
Awesome.
In the middle of the podcast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for that, Jay. Mark, we have some common things to talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, we have our... We had our sort of like rematch, didn't we? We was drawing one each, and we had our rematch at the weekend. Was it the weekend? I can't remember when it was.
Yeah, last weekend. Yeah. It was total, utter crap that the refs were totally siding with you, constantly giving you all the penalties.
Yeah. We actually used our ultimate team this time. And
yeah?
To say my team had better specs than yours, I did absolutely terrible considering. So I still need to practice.
We took it into overtime, and in the second overtime
extra time.
Is
get it right.
Yeah, extra time. Oh, whatever. Overtime, extra time, more time than what we needed in regulation. Anyway, in the second extra time period, quarter thing, whatever you want to call it, that was when you got your goal.
Yeah.
And damn it, I came close a couple times.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Yeah.
It was the header I thought was going to go in. And that was, I think, that happened with maybe 1 minute left in the game. And then you pretty much had it sealed. I was like, ah, son of a bitch. But, yeah. So we'll have to play again this weekend.
Yeah.
So are you a fan of soccer now? Are you actually watching it on TV or just still in video games now?
I watch it, every 4 years on TV.
Huh.
And
same as me.
Season just kicked off last week, didn't it? EPL?
I do enjoy football. Yeah, I do enjoy it on the old Xbox, PlayStations, that kind of thing. So, yeah, it's fun on the video games.
Yeah, well, my two nephews are up again this week during the school summer holidays. So, as you can imagine, I'm playing a lot of FIFA at the moment with them guys. They're absolutely FIFA mad. And the youngest one, Liam, is 12 years old, and he's just a beast at the game. He's just really, really good. No one can touch him. He's just got me to the final of one of the online tournaments.
This is what I like to hear. He's got you to the final online tournaments.
I don't play it online. I don't play it online, but...
I don't even think it was you playing me last weekend. I think it was your nephew.
You'd have known about it if you wanted. It'd have been me about 20 mil.
Oh, you know, I should be more of a soccer fan just from the standpoint that the Earthquakes are actually building a new stadium probably about 10 minutes away from me. So... Who knows? Maybe you'll start hearing about me going to actual matches and being like a hooligan.
Yeah.
Probably not. But yeah, so FIFA, I've actually been playing beyond our session, trying to get my FIFA Ultimate Team better because I looked at my stats compared to all of my other friends that have it. Clearly, I need to work on that team.
Yeah, you need some gold players.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty evident. Anyway, so what else has been hitting the playlist, Mark?
Apart from that, mainly since Tuesday, Diablo 3, the Ultimate Evil Edition on PS4. I've played it before on 360 and on the Mac. And I really like the game. And I knew there's a lot of replay value in this, so contrary to what has been said about me before about buying the same game many times over, I didn't actually pick up Last of Us Remastered. I will do if I see it cheap, but because it's a linear game, I couldn't justify spending that money when I only just bought it less than a year ago. But with this, I know there's a lot of replay value in it, and I do love the game, and I love the loot and collecting and everything. So I got it online digitally, preloaded it. So as soon as midnight hit Tuesday, I hit the start button, and it fired up straight away. And I'm on the very last boss. I had to stop playing it because we recorded tonight, otherwise I'd have had a victory achieved tonight. Now, I beat Diablo. I'm just about to beat the last boss, which is a DLC part of it, so I won't say anything because I don't want to spoil it if no one knows the story, but yeah, it's really good.
Hey, now, I will say this, the story isn't exactly like earth-shattering, like great.
It's pretty good.
It's
the
okay.
The
cutscenes are gorgeous, don't get me wrong, but the story itself is a bit corny.
Yeah.
It's a bit over the top, but it detracts nothing from the game because the game is absolutely fun. So, I mean, your playlist and my playlist, Mark, are pretty much identical. The only exception is I downloaded Madden 15, and that's as far as I got with Madden 15 is I downloaded it. I haven't fired it up to play yet. So Diablo 3 has just consumed me. Yeah. I've been playing a ton of it as well. I had a question for you. Did you transfer over your 360 save?
No, I didn't at first. I have got it in the cloud now to transfer over at that later date, but what I did was, as soon as it got midnight, I just started playing the PS4 one and created a new character, and I got quite far in it. And then I realised afterwards you could do that. You could import your save. And I didn't know you could do that at first. But if you import your save, you lose your saves what are in there now, if you know what I mean. So my current hero, I'd lose that.
Got it.
Interesting.
Okay. Jay, I know you wanted to ask a question.
Yeah, I was just asking about Diablo. You said you started on Tuesday, and yep. it is Friday, and yep. you are at the last boss right now. How many hours is that to get to the last boss, and how many levels or whatever? I've got the game. I haven't started playing it. I don't know anything about it.
Can I ask an add-on part to his question, which is, how many days off have you had this week?
I've been off all week on holiday.
Okay, I now am suspecting 72 hours or somewhere about that, Jay.
not as many hours as I'd like, really, because I've had a lot of family stuff going off, but I've put a fair few in. I don't know exactly how many, to be honest, but I'm currently level 47. Okay. I'm a demon hunter character. I'm playing it on normal for my first time through. And it is quite easy, to be honest. It's a bit of a breeze getting through. I'm not struggling at all. But I want to go through on the normal first, get my first playthrough, and get my character leveled up. Then I'm going to go through on the harder ones afterwards with the same character.
Oh, so it is New Game Plus, where you can just keep going with the same character.
Yeah. Well, it's infinite now, because once you hit level 70, they've introduced Paragon levels. This is part of the Reaper of Souls DLC on the PC and Mac. So once you hit, it's like Prestige in Call of Duty. Once you hit 70, you start leveling your Paragon up, and that is infinite. It does not end. You can just keep leveling and leveling and leveling.
Right.
And loot keeps increasing. And does the game get harder and harder? Or
well, it depends on the difficulty setting. So there's five difficulty settings, I think. It starts at normal. Yeah, it starts at normal. Then it goes hard. And hard, to be perfectly honest, feels normal, because I switched. I went up from normal to hard. It still doesn't feel terribly taxing. Like, you'll get in some big fights, and you might get half of your health taken away, but you're still coming out of it pretty unscathed. I imagine that will probably get harder as the game goes on, but then there's three additional difficulty levels, I think, beyond that. Possibly yeah. four.
Yeah, but the last one, I think it's called Tormented. That yeah. has got four or five stages to that as well. So there's Tormented 1, Tormented 2, right up to 5. And then, on top of all that, you've got the hardcore mode, which mm-hmm. I've not tried. And I should have looked it up really before we started the podcast. But as far as I know, it's once you're dead, you're dead. Is that, am I right?
That might be right. Yeah, that might be right.
And there is an achievement or a trophy to finish a game on hardcore mode.
Yeah.
So that would be a challenge.
It has a ton of replay value. And I mean, let's just address this right now. On consoles, I feel like this game feels completely natural.
Yeah.
It really feels... Yeah. Yeah.
I prefer it to the the mouse control on the Mac.
Yeah, I mean it. Really, Jay, go ahead.
Just keep going. I was just gonna ask about your co-op experiences at all, if you guys had any.
So I'll address that in a second. But yeah. I mean, in terms of the controls, you really feel like they made this game really with, even though they launched it on PC first, they always had kind of controller gamepad in mind. It just feels very natural, and maybe that's not the case, but gosh, it feels like that. And in terms of co-op experiences, it's great because it really is jump in, jump out. And when you jump in, you can jump into anybody's game, no matter what level they are.
Okay.
And basically the game will, in a sense, it kind of, I'm trying to remember the game that did this also, but it will kind of, the damage you take versus the damage the higher level players take is less. It balances out between the characters, so you won't. You feel like you're participating, even though, you know, maybe they're doing a little bit more damage than you are to the creatures in front of them. And you'd benefit when you're the lower level character a ton in terms of experience level and getting the XP out of killing things.
Awesome. So I'll be hopping into Mark's game.
Yeah, you rank up super fast. And I know that only from actually back in the 360 days. I know they did that so far in this game as well, but I actually haven't jumped into co-op yet on this, all but for a very brief moment. So it's real seamless, though. I mean, you have your friends list up on the right-hand side. I imagine it's the same thing on the PS4
yeah.
version, Mark.
Yeah.
And what's also cool is you can send your friends armor or weapons.
Yep.
There's a little mailbox that you can gift them stuff. And so immediately I started getting gifts from friends of, you know, higher level armor to help me out when I was first starting out, which is, you know, that's always kind of fun.
Nice.
And also, if you do come across a legendary item and it's not for your class, it'll actually look on your friends list and see which friend is playing that class. And then it'll say, this is a gift for... say Shoe 73, would you like to send Shoe 73 this legendary item? So it gives you the option to send a gift as well. You don't even know where it is because they're unidentified, a legendary. You have to click a button to identify them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you get like a scroll bar.
It's kind of awesome. I mean,
yeah. So I've sent about 3 or 4 of them legendaries, and I've actually received about 3 or 4 as well, so it's really neat. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, when you get them, it's like you're getting a gift.
Yeah.
It's wrapped, and you have no idea what you're getting. You just know it's an armor or something, and you have to identify it, so you hit the button, and then the little progress bar comes up, and then suddenly, bam, it's in front of you, and you find out what it is.
And the legendary items are awesome.
In any way, does that getting those gifts early spoil the game?
No.
No, it doesn't turn the tide so much.
They are quite low-leveled. They are sort of like character and level specific. Like my early legendary items were like shoulder the polders, mm-hmm. and they were like for they had a rating of 38 on the armor. Mm-hmm. Now I can't use them now because I'm on 150 on the armor on the shoulder and stuff. So they're okay for a good 10-15 levels, but you'll eventually throw them off and
either
sell them or salvage it.
Yeah, and the other part of it is, in terms of armor, sometimes if you'll come across stuff or you'll be gifted stuff that's actually higher than you,
mm-hmm.
and you can't wear it until you get to that level.
So, yeah.
So you might be level
like
7.
Borderlands
yeah.
or something like that.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. So you stash it and you wait.
Okay.
And there is a chest for you to stash stuff, so you can
just
come across stuff and you throw it in there.
Ample storage.
I mean, yeah,
and
this game...
I'm gonna say if it's that stash chest, if it's same as the PC version, you can actually put stuff in your stash chest, and you can transfer it between your characters, so they're available for all your characters. So I'm hoping this is going to be the same.
Yeah, it should be, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Mark. But yeah, I think the only gripe I would throw at this game is, and I say this kind of biting my own tongue as I'm saying it, but it's a $60 game, and there's a little part of me that feels like it maybe should have been in that $40, $50 range. $60 felt a little steep.
Just because it was out last gen.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it is a game that's been out for a while, even though they've added a ton to it, mm-hmm. and I fully appreciate that, and I love it. But $60 felt kind of steep for this game. But, I mean, I'll be honest, I didn't pay $60. I paid $40 because I had a whole bunch of little gift credits that I used towards nice. It, and I went that route. But, I cannot say enough good things about the game. So if you are inclined to get the game, by all means, pick it up. I don't think you'll regret it, even at $60. I mean, I know I just got through saying it felt steep at $60, but I think that's just because, you know, it is a game that was released before, but they've added so much and they've polished it so much. I mean, to be honest, everybody else that played this game in prior years basically beta tested for this game that came out. And this is like the perfect iteration of Diablo 3. So it is a load of fun.
Yeah. And, well, I've got it running on quite high specs on my Mac. And it looks even better on my PS4, especially on my big screen. It just looks absolutely amazing. I actually loaded up the 361 to import the save over. And the 361, going backwards, it just looks horrible compared to what it is on the PS4 and Xbox One. So,
finally feeling like next gen is paying off.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you know, that's kind of it's an interesting statement there, Jay. In some respects, yeah. I mean, we're finally kind of getting into a groove with the games, and they're starting to feel like they're actually being made for the next-gen hardware full-on.
The biggest thing I've noticed as well is the load times. At last, we've got a game where load times are really, really quick. You'll go to the end of a level, and you have to go to the sort of like glowing door, and you press a button to go through. And on the 360 version, it used to take quite a while to load the next level. This is more or less instant. It's really quick.
Yeah. I mean, you go through doors and it pops, and it's like, boom, you're there. Go ahead, Jay.
With on the new console, or being it on the next gen consoles, are there any specific, like, for you, Mark, any like touch pad specific stuff or Kinect stuff for you, Greg?
On the PS4, the touchpad is. I presume the touchpad will work the same as the back button on the Xbox One controller.
Okay, so nothing really special.
Square symbol. It's basically a clickable button.
Okay.
It doesn't work, I've noticed, it doesn't work any swiping motions on it. So there's no tracking motions, but it is nice because I found that button on the PS4 controller brilliant because it's so big and easy to get to. You know, for like accessing your map.
With the fat thumbs, yeah. 40-year-old thumbs.
Every time I play on the Xbox One, when I tried using that back button, I've got to look down and look where it is because I've got that used to this big button.
So it's funny. So on the Xbox One version, they've actually mapped the map button now to the down D-pad. And it's your inventory screen that actually is the back button.
Yeah, it's on PS4, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying in general... Like on Assassin's Creed, and that is the map.
Yeah. I don't believe they have Kinect integration on the Xbox One, or if they do, I haven't used it.
What about triggers? Rumble triggers, anything like that? Nothing specific?
I don't think they're doing anything specific with it. At least, I mean, I haven't noticed anything off the top of my head in terms of that. I'm trying to think of... I'll say this. One of the things I love about... being on the Xbox One version is I've actually been using the resume feature a ton. So I basically just pause the game real quick or even just don't pause it. Mm-hmm. I shut down the console while I'm playing the game and literally shut down the whole system. And I'm going to bed, waking up, and I go to resume the game and it pops it right back into that pause screen of where I left and I just resume playing.
Yeah, right, that's on standby though, right?
Right, so it is also not a full,
on and it comes right back. That's beautiful.
Exactly.
Really nice.
Yeah, but you know, I mean, outside of that, it's a beautiful game. It is fast, fun gameplay, and I think it gets two glowing thumbs up from both of us, Mark.
Yeah, can't wait to get into it.
Yeah, and I will say this: it is an excellent buy for digital because it's the perfect just fire it up real fast and play for a little bit and then just, you know, walk away from it. You're never going to get bored with that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a dilemma for me to actually buy it digitally. But one main reason why I did that was my son recently got me some... I've got one there, look. He got me two £25 PlayStation Network card vouchers.
Nice.
A bit of a late birthday present because he was skint at the time when it was my birthday. So I've had £50 credit on my account for quite a while now. And the game is actually cheaper in the shops on disc, which is frustrating. You can get it for you can get it for £44 on the disc. But on the PlayStation Store in the UK, it's £60, £59.99.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, so there is quite a bit of a difference there.
Yeah, but I was like just going to say.
Yeah, but for the sheer fact that I don't have to keep messing about swapping discs and stuff, and because I have this credit on there, I plumbed for it. And plus, I had the preload option, which was a big benefit.
Yeah, so my preload option was I woke up, I think about 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was checking my phone, and I was like, oh shit, Diablo 3 came out today. So I ordered it through my phone to download, and then I just went back to sleep.
Nice.
But yeah, so yeah, I guess that, I mean, that pretty much covers me too, by the way. I think we're done with what we've been playing, unless you have any more questions, Jay.
No, I'm sorry.
No worries.
Stop rambling.
No worries. No, it is a game worthwhile talking about. Speaking of talking about games, we got a news quiz. all right. Well, being that there's only two of us now, or I should say two of you now, Jason, you'll be going first. Mark, you'll be going second. I can see the excitement on both your faces.
No, I've not done any
thinking, concentrating.
Any research this week.
It's really busy. Right. Yeah.
There are 9 questions on the news quiz, which I'm going to give each of you 4, and then we'll just have the 5th one be a bonus question. All right? Fair enough?
I'll have a tiebreak.
Fair enough. All right, Jason. GameStop reported earnings for this past Q2, and they revealed what for the company? Is it A, all sales were up year over year, all sales were up except mobile sales, or all sales had declined except mobile sales?
I don't know. I thought you were going to ask me how much they earned, which was $1 billion, I thought. Damn it. So I'll go with the C, everything declined but mobile.
Well, let's find out here. Global sales, new hardware, software sales, mobile and consumer electronics sales, and net earnings were all up year over year for GameStop in Q2 2014, according to the company's latest financial statement. Global sales were up 25% to $1.73 billion. So you were pretty on the nose there, Jason. New hardware sales more than doubled, jumping from $148 million to $332 million. GameStop attributed this increase to very high demand for Xbox One and PS4 systems. New software sales rose 16% from $430 million to $497 million. And Jason, you had a question.
No, I was just going to say it's amazing that their sales are all up and yet their stores are closing all over the place.
I know. Well, maybe it's because they are closing so many stores. Yeah, they're like, hey, look, all these
few
stores,
are
they're doing great. needless to say, they are supposedly doing well in the books at least. They also attributed the software sales due to strong performance of recently released new titles such as Ubisoft's Watch Dogs and Mario Kart 8. Net earnings in Q2 were up 134% to 2013's $24.6 million. So there you go. I'm sorry, Jay, but you did not get that right. It's okay. You will have opportunities. We'll basically be going with 5 points for the first 3 questions. The 4th question will be worth 10 points. I should have clarified that from the get-go. So fear not. You have opportunities to come back. Mark.
Yes.
Per the announcement this week, what game on the Nintendo Wii system is getting a free upgrade to the Wii U version? Is it A, Skylanders, B, Disney Infinity, or C, Super Smash Bros.?
You're asking me a Nintendo question.
I certainly am.
Hang on, just let me text Amros89.
Yeah, right, Gary there?
I have no idea. Wii Sports? Well,
You should just ask us both the questions together, because we don't know no matter what. We haven't anything.
I know there's a new Skylanders game coming out called Trap Team, isn't there? So I'll go for Skylanders. Try rape as much money out of people as I can for that series. Well, so I'll say Skylanders.
All right, well, let's find out. Disney Interactive is offering a new reason to move Nintendo's latest home console by allowing Disney Infinity players on the Wii to upgrade to the Wii U version free of charge. Beginning today, those that own Disney Infinity starter packs on the Wii can download the Wii U version of the sandbox game from the eShop, including the game's multiplayer components. The offer arrives, of course, just in time for the next game in the series, Disney Infinity 2.0, which stars Marvel superheroes when it launches September 23rd. Well, the good news is you guys are tied.
Yep.
Bad news is it's 0-0.
I should get half a point because my idea was correct, wasn't it? My thinking was right. And it was the same idea of a game with the near-field communications.
I don't give any half points anyway.
You're not going to give me up for that, you know.
I said something.
Yes, I said something. All right, Jay. Yep. What EA Sports game is shipping without one of its major popular full-team competitive player-versus-player club modes?
I sure do know this one.
Is it A, FIFA 15, B, Madden 15, or C, NHL 15?
It's absolutely C, NHL.
Well, let's find out this week. EA Canada revealed the number of modes that were missing from NHL 15 on the Xbox One and PS4. Those include EA Sports Hockey League, the online league mode where players form clubs and compete in complete seasons in multiplayer divisions online. They had added that they thought they were getting rid of a popular mode, but apparently it is pretty popular. The top player in NHL 14's EA Sports Hockey League played over 2,500 online matches. So that says a lot right there. After this announcement, there was an interview with the Operation Sports, which I guess is the overhead on this, and they basically said that the game mode and other things would be coming back in future iterations of NHL 15 or NHL games. Go figure. Internet backlash scaring people once again. Well done, Jay. Look at that. 5 points in the lead.
Awesome.
Mark.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I need to save face now. Come on. Give me it.
All right, Mark. Your favorite stuff here.
Oh, it better not be Nintendo.
In the wake of Gamescom, Mark, what console system saw the biggest increase in game pre-orders via Amazon? Is it A, the Wii U, B, the Xbox One, or C, the PS4?
My instant bias feeling would say PS4, but did Nintendo have anything at Gamescom? I can't remember.
They did not have a press conference, I know that.
Both the Microsoft and the PlayStation conferences were both good. I did prefer I thought the PlayStation one had the edge this time around over the E3 one. It's hard to say, but there was quite a few bundles with Xbox One. Oh, no. I'll go with my gut instinct. I'll say PlayStation 4.
All right, well, let's find out.
Stop shaking your head, you.
With all the news that surfaced last week during Gamescom, it would make sense that video game pre-orders, of course, would be up with retailers like Amazon. But as it turns out, the biggest winner coming away from the show, Nintendo and the Wii U.
They saw
the biggest boost in pre-orders on Amazon, 8.67%, followed by the PS4 at 5.16%, and the Xbox One at 2.8%. So the Wii U kicking some butt from Gamescom and not having a conference.
All this money Microsoft and Sony spending on press conferences and traveling around the world, it's a waste of money, isn't it? We might as well just do nothing and
apparently
fight Nintendo's book.
Yeah, Reggie is laughing right now, for sure. This puts us at 5-0 right now. Jay, you are in the lead, in command. Here is your question. Minecraft is set to release sometime this month on the Vita, PS4, and the Xbox One. However, it has failed certification on one of the systems.
Oh, God, he texted me the other day about this.
Mark, I'm so sorry.
Which system did it fail certification for? Is it A, the Xbox One, B, the PS4, or C, the PS Vita?
Yeah, PS4.
Well, it is indeed the PS4. Yes, apparently the team will have to resubmit the game for certification before it can be released on the PS4, and this potentially could impact its release window. They've reached out to the studio to confirm the delay and what effect it will have on the PS4 version and the other platforms. All three ports currently set to release sometime this month. That now looks definitely like it's in jeopardy. Well done, Jay.
Apparently, they're running out of time, aren't they, really, for an August release. There's only 7 or 8 days left of August.
Yeah. It's at least another couple of weeks or so that certification is. They're not making August, I don't think.
And if it's failed Sony certification, I'm sure it'll fail Microsoft because they are more stringent, aren't they?
You know, that's a really good question. I don't necessarily know that it works like that.
Well,
it's...
yeah, that's why all the PlayStation updates came out first on some games. I don't know what games were, but I know the Xbox updates always came out after because they were delayed due to certification.
Yeah, there's always some weird things about certain certifications. And, you know, it's one of those things where it'll be little things that could potentially fail something on certification. So it could be very minor.
Yeah.
And hopefully that's the case, so it'll be able to come back out. But, I mean, it could be something major. I've heard stories of things like failing certification because they didn't properly put the context on having a start button at the prompt when the game fires up. Yeah. So pretty much, and I think this is on Microsoft side. I don't know if it's on Sony side, but there's basically there had to be the prompt of push a button to start the game, even though you might say, you know, press menu to start, but you had to actually have some kind of like icon or signifying the exact button to push. And even though it was any button, they wanted it to be a specific button. And if it didn't say a specific button, then it would fail certification. Just kind of ridiculous things like that.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry.
Can you imagine the person that was just stuck there at the start screen that never pressed a button? It was like, son of a bitch, this game won't work.
Yeah.
God, what do I do? Should I press a button? Nah, don't bother. Just sit there. There's no prompt.
There's no prompt. There's no prompt. You'll never figure it out. All right, Mark, I believe we are with you.
Yep.
Are you ready?
More ready than the last two questions.
All right, Mark, what reason was given for the removal of the free-to-play game Ascend Hand of Kul from the Xbox 360? Was it A, nobody was playing it? And I should say what reason was given by Microsoft. A, nobody was playing it. B, no further comment. C, the user base was in steep decline.
I don't even know what this game is.
It's a free-to-play action RPG.
Yeah, I think my nephew's played this.
Yes,
it was. Is it like a bit like Rise type thing? Like Gladiator
sort
type
of,
thing?
Yeah. Fantasy setting.
Well, I have absolutely no idea. So what are the options again, sorry?
The options are A, nobody was playing it. B, no further comment. C, the user base was in steep decline.
I'd say C.
All right, well, let's find out. We are deeply saddened by the decision and the impact it has on our community, per Signal Studios. They said they were urging players towards the Steam version released in May this year. The studio didn't note what Microsoft's reasoning was behind the decision, and when the publisher was approached, the spokesperson told them no further comment.
Oh, no way.
Sorry. We don't know what's going on with that right now. I'm almost positive, though, this game was actually announced for the Xbox One as well. So now that, you know, did they pull it to put it on Xbox One instead? It's just weird. It's very weird how this is being handled. And quite poorly. I will just throw that out there as well. Speaking of poor, well done, Mark.
Yeah. Another big zero.
You have 10 points, Jay. If you get this question, this will cement your win.
Which you just put the pressure on, so forget it.
I know. If you lose this question,
which I will.
Mark will have an opportunity to tie you. Here we go. Jay, EA has announced its season ticket program is getting a price reduction in its final year of being offered to what? Is it A, $20, B, $10, or C, free?
I don't even know what it is. What? Season ticket program.
Yes, and I'll just say this. EA Season Ticket is a promotion that grants subscribers early access to EA's numerous sports games alongside discounts on DLC and other perks, and is slated to be phased out over the course of the next 2 years. So this was a program that I think they are now pushing back and bringing EA Access forward.
Access, yeah.
Yeah, so... but there are people that bought into the season ticket, and it's still being offered for some of the games. So what's the deal, Jay? What do you think?
I don't know. It's free. Because EA is going to be nice and awesome now. Good people. Free.
Let's find out. Is EA awesome and nice? In an update to the season ticket FAQ, EA has revealed the season ticket subscription sales will end in March 2015, and all season ticket benefits will expire in March 2016. There is good news, however, if you don't mind that the services days are now numbered, it will coincide with a price reduction from $25 to
$20.
$20.
The highest it could have been.
Of
course.
Yeah, so you can buy into it for $20. I mean, almost kind of makes sense because EA Access is now being offered at $30, and they're very similar, just slightly different. So there you go.
I was about to give Mark a Nintendo question.
Mark, the door is wide open for you, and you are not getting a Nintendo question.
Good.
All right.
But I'll still be getting a question I won't be able to answer. I should be on my next feature. I should be on, like, You Can't Fix Stupid, shouldn't I?
All right, Mark. In the courtroom real-life drama Marty versus Bungie, Marty O'Donnell, famous. Yeah.
No.
you don't know Marty O'Donnell?
No.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Is that the guy who did the music?
He's the guy that did the music, yes. Yeah. And he was basically dismissed from Bungie, and they had a huge falling out over his compensation. So the court arbitrator appointed to the case has ruled what? A, Bungie must return O'Donnell's stock options. B, the case is being dismissed on the grounds that he was an at-will employee. Or C, all stock and funds around bonuses are being put into holding trust to earn interest until final ruling.
He's being found guilty and sent to death row.
Also true.
I have absolutely no idea. Just run through the options again, please.
The options are A, Bungie must return O'Donnell's stock options. B, the case is being dismissed on the grounds that he was an at-will employee. Or C, all stock and funds around bonuses are to be put into a holding trust to earn interest until the final ruling.
So what's an at-will employee? What does that mean? Is that an American term?
That means freelance. Yes. So an at-will employee is an employee that basically you could let go at any point in time.
Like an independent contractor.
Yes.
I'm going to try my luck here. Is that what this guy was? Or did he have a contract?
I cannot say anything further.
Because if he was one of them type of employees, then he ain't got a leg to stand on, has he? So I'll go for that one because it's the only thing I can think of.
Fair enough.
Said to.
Well, let's find out. A court-appointed arbitrator has ruled that Bungie must return the founder's stock it stripped away from the former Halo composer Marty O'Donnell following his contentious dismissal earlier this year. This is reported by VentureBeat. And unfortunately for O'Donnell, though, despite this ruling, the legal red tape has yet to be cleared away. Bungie can still file an appeal against the arbitration, and until a final order is issued, O'Donnell isn't clear. This ruling marks the second time that an official has sided with O'Donnell in the recent past. About a month ago, O'Donnell was also awarded a little over $95,000 that the court ruled was owed to the composer as unpaid wages and overtime compensation. So Marty's got a lot of money coming to him if he can just get it out of the red tape of the courts.
Mm-hmm.
What this means is, Jay, you are the quiz winner. And Jay, there is a bonus question to be asked. Do you want to take it, or do you want to give it to Mark?
No, I want it, absolutely.
All right. It's the fighting spirit. Jay, when can we, you owners... It's so glad you did not give this to Mark.
That was a classic.
When can we, you owners, expect their port version of Call of Duty Advanced Warfare? Is it A, late holidays 2014, B, early 2015, or C, never?
I have no idea. I'm going to go with never.
Well, according to Call of Duty Advanced Warfare developer Sledgehammer Games in an interview with Eurogamer, they've made a decision not to make a Wii U version. Well done, Jay. We're not developing a Wii U version, said co-founder Michael Condrey. That was a business decision made by Activision to focus on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. Another studio is doing current gen, as in PS3 and 360, and the Wii U version wasn't on the business key plan. So that was off our radar, but I know the company's not doing it. We want to make sure we're bringing the games to the platforms where the audiences for our games live. Nintendo's a great partner. They've continued to be a great partner, and we're going to continue to support them with IP that makes sense, just not Call of Duty.
All those Wii U pre-orders from Gamescom have all just been cancelled now after that news, and we're all pre-ordering PS4, so I got one right.
There you go. Yes, in fact, you have got one right. All right, well, that does it for the news quiz. It is time now. We can jump into the community mail section. And this week, kind of a little bit quiet in that we don't have Nicole here for the B-side, and I was completely lazy, freely admitting to it, and didn't have any kind of Twitter question out there. But coming to our rescue, our good friend Ian, also known as Chapstick1, with You Can't Fix Stupid. So, speaking of You Can't Fix Stupid, let's hear from Ian.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to You Can't Fix Stupid. I'm your host, Chapstick1. In tonight's sport news, that sports team you love beat that sports team you hate in that sport that you somewhat follow and are happy when your sports team wins. Good job, sports team. And also, Canada are better at ice hockey than the USA. Now on to tonight's top stories. And in breaking news, Japanese women don't like to see man nipples. Our field reporter, Nicole Radowski, has more. Thank you, Nicole.
All right, so since Nicole is not here, we didn't want to delay this story any longer. So I will handle the reading in my best Nicole voice possible.
Oh, no.
In a report published by the Huffington Post, Japan, a recent poll asked 750 adult women ranging from their 20s to their 60s if it was okay if you could see a man's nipples through his shirt. Only 15.7% said it was, with the remaining 84.3% saying it was totally not okay. Many said seeing the nipples through the shirt was unpleasant and that they wanted to wear undershirts. Being able to see a man's nipple meant, for some of those polled, that the man wasn't properly dressed. "It's gross," said one woman, 20-something-year-old woman. "It's like they're showing them off on purpose. Or maybe it's in the middle of the summer and it's a hot day and they don't want to wear layers of T-shirts, as not to nipple offend people." However, even among those polled, some of them were willing to give men nipples a pass. If the dudes were models or actors or a guy they liked, they said okay. I can't do it any longer. Sorry, guys. Anyway, so yes, apparently, you know, men nipples offensive. And they continue on. Among those who said they didn't mind seeing man nipples through the shirts, there were some who said things like they thought it was very sexy, erotic, and cool. It's kind of unpleasant if you can see a woman's nipples as she goes around town, said one of the women polled. But if it's a man, then it's sexy. These opinions are in the minority, however. Keep in mind that Japanese women, generally speaking, don't show their show off their nipples either, and dress more conservatively than men. Than many women of the West do. Apparently, I read this better when I was trying to sound like Nicole than when I'm not.
Yeah, I think you secretly like that, don't you?
I kind of do. Maybe I need a wig or something. I don't know. So there you go. Nipple coverings. It's an issue. Cover them up in Japan, apparently. Mm. So that's it. Kicking it back over to Ian.
So much man nipple. Moving on. My mum used to tell me when I was a little cobber, she used to say there is a fine line between genius and stupidity. We will let you guys decide about these next two individuals who are more commonly known as Pastafarians through their religion known as the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Here's the story.
So the story is, a man who posed with a colander on his head for a gun license photograph claimed it was important to his religion, the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster. Guy Albin, 30, a disability worker, successfully argued that he should be allowed to wear this pasta-draining utensil on his license photo because it was a religious headpiece. When he had his license renewed last year, Mr. Albin declared himself a Pastafarian and member of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, a global movement which promotes a light-hearted view of religion. I think I need to join these guys. I thought it would be a bit of fun, he told the advertiser in Adelaide, Australia. Oh, is that chapstick in that photograph? As far as I know, I'm the first person to do it in Australia. I've copped quite a bit of flack from the police firearms branch, and I've told them, as far as I know, my legal knowledge is limited. But as long as the piece was a religious headpiece, it was going to be okay. They don't have a qualifying list of religions not allowed to wear them. Mr. Albin said officials surprised to learn of a religion, but allowed the photo to be taken. But police later confiscated his four guns after learning of a picture. When I lined up for the picture, I popped it on my head and told her I'm a Pastafarian, he said. She looked at me a little perplexed, and I explained to her that she was quite impressed and said she would like to look into it. I'm hoping she became a member, actually. A psychiatrist has confirmed Mr. Albin was safe to own guns, but the photo with a colander has been destroyed. So they destroyed a photo, but let him keep his guns. Country's mad as you look.
Hey.
Sorry, don't like guns. He was told he would he would have a photograph taken again, minus for pasta drainer. I was told I was mentally competent and I have never misused my guns or intend to do so. It's a real kick in the guts that I was told if I went to get another photo with the colander, my guns would once again be confiscated. Mr. Albin added he's due soon to renew his license and will wear the colander on his head again. What are we going to do? He said, take my car away, he said. strange one.
Yeah. I'm now leery of what the second one's going to be.
Yeah. Oh, God, this is another long one. There's another second story. As a chap who identified himself as a Pastafarian has got into a row with his insurance company over his driving license photograph. God. Obi Canuel, 36, claims that his religious beliefs with the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster mean that he must wear a colander on his head. However, insurance company of BC, British Columbia, which is, that must be Fraser, said,
yes,
saying that there is no religious requirement that prohibits you from removing the colander for the purpose of taking the photo to pay on your driving license. The company has told him that a new driver license will be issued only when he has a picture without the colander and offered to take the picture of him. Canuel, an ordained minister in his church, told CTV Vancouver, "The truth is sometimes I have a spiritual inkling to wear the colander and I don't think ICBC should be making decisions about what kind of religious headgear is appropriate or not." The Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster claims to have existed secretly for hundreds of years, but became mainstream in 2005.
Oh, dear Lord.
Do I need to go into details about this as well?
No, I think we're good. That yeah, there's no helping those people. I can almost understand the Japanese women nipples thing. Almost. The Pastafarian thing? No.
No.
Yeah, no.
I love the idea of a church of a flying spaghetti monster, but it's just ludicrous, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like the raving loony parties over here, what stand for election, and we get about 3 votes, and the other ones get about 25,000.
Yeah. Pastafarians. I don't know what to say other than take us out of this, Ian. Save us.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. That was another episode of You Can't Fix Stupid, because apparently you can't in the world today. So thank you to everyone for listening in, and thank you to everyone at the Overseas Connection for allowing me to have this input each week. I'm off to go make some fettuccine a la brunette now, because I haven't cleaned my colander since I wore it for my gun photo. So thank you very much, guys, and I'll speak to you next week.
Yeah.
And Mark's like, hey, is that Jeff's thing?
Yeah, no, I think that you're right, Jay. He is officially confirmed in that photo.
Yeah.
Yes. Ian, pretty disturbing stuff, gotta say. Yeah. Pastafarians, where you find this stuff, Ian, is beyond me.
I'd love to see his Google search history.
Please, SWAT team's going to be coming to his place soon.
Yeah, maybe that's left untalked about. All right, well, let us move on. We're going to just jump right into some new releases. And given that Nicole is not here, this is me stalling for time because I didn't open it up. But, yeah, we've got some new releases coming out. And so let's talk about them. Here we
go. Good stuff coming next week. Pretty excited.
It's kind of, this is like the kickoff season. It really is starting to roll. So here we go. And we're just going to cover the main days, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. Tuesday, we've got Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1 for the Vita. We've got Metro Redux for the PS4, the Xbox One, and the PC. Then you've got Madden NFL 15 for the PS4, Xbox One, PS3, and Xbox 360. And then I found this kind of interesting, and I'm trying to remember, maybe this already came out on the PS4, I don't know, but they've got Metro Last Light Redux on its own for the PC and the Xbox One, then Metro 2033 Redux for the PC and the Xbox One. So I believe they're going to partition those pieces off as well, so you can buy them as one package or buy them individually. Infamous First Light coming out to the PS4, so Infamous players looking for that DLC, it's finally here. And the Walking Dead pinball tables come out for the PS4. And Appointment with Fear coming to the PC. These are all in the US, so I'm sure we're going to be seeing them rolling out to the UK and European countries in just a few days here. On Wednesday, August 27th, Hyperdimension Neptunia Rebirth 1 for Europe and Australia on the Vita. Lethal League coming to the PC in the US. You've got Bird Assassin also for the PC. And then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles for Australia on the 3DS. Thank the Lord for that. Toast Time comes out for the PS3 in the US. And lastly, we've got Fate the Traitor Soul for PC. Side note, anybody in Australia looking to play Madden NFL 15, you are in luck. It's coming to all the consoles in Australia on Thursday. That is all. Moving on to Friday, maybe. Well, it says Pinball FX2 comes out to everybody for the Xbox One this coming week, but it's already come out. Mm-hmm. It came out early, so it's out there. But Friday, if you've got a 3DS, you could pray or play for Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. Personally, I would pray for that. You also have Azure Striker Gunvolt coming to the 3DS. Disgaea 4 A Promise Revisited coming to the Vita in the old UK and European territories. And then, of course, you guys finally get Metro Redux coming out to the UK and the European territories. World of Tanks Xbox 360 Edition, the one that you can buy in a disc now, is coming to the 360 in Europe and UK this Friday. Yeah, I know. Everybody's excited to pay for that free-to-play game.
Pay for a free game, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And then God, or G-O-D Factory Wingman, that's coming to PC. That's in the US. And Metro Last Light Redux for the Xbox One in Australia, Europe, and the UK. As well as Metro 2033 Redux. And then...
So they're not coming out on the PS4
apparently,
separately?
Apparently, yeah, apparently not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little perplexed by that.
Yeah,
it could be a typo. It could be a typo, so, you know, hang on, everybody. You never know. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes to the 3DS in the European countries and the UK, of course. Chronicles Keeper The Dreaming Garden, the Collector's Edition. Yeah, the collector's edition. I said it. That's coming out to the European nation and European nation, European nations, and the UK for PC. And hey, the game everybody in Europe and the UK wants to play, Madden NFL 15, comes out on the Xbox One, PS4, Xbox 360, and PS3. Industry Empire also coming to the PC for Europe. Mighty Gunvolt comes to the 3DS in America, as well as to End All Wars for the PC. And that does it for games coming out next week. All right, well, we are shifting into things happening in the community. So, Mark, I know we've got Friday Night Racing started back up again. Chris Henwood is leading the charge on that. But we've got challenges going on. So there's this thing called the Trials Fusion Challenge.
Yep, we've got the fortnightly challenge ongoing now. We're on our eighth one, which finished tonight, and the results are in. So the Trials Fusion results for the past 2 weeks for the Cactus Track Stormtrooper are as follows. On PlayStation 4, in third place, little old me, I managed to get on the leaderboard at last with 1 minute 3.167 seconds. In second place, Urban Centaur, Matt, with 59.893 seconds. And in first place, surprise, surprise, Manny Calavero, Robbie, with 58.176 seconds. And he has surpassed himself yet again. That is ranked 7th in the world. Yes, that's right, 7th.
That's nuts.
He's an animal.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, I call party foul. He's cheating somehow.
Yeah. On the Xbox One, some geezer called Murphy's Law, I don't know who he is, he did it in 1 minute, 1 second, 0.811. Bollocks, he beat me.
Well, that's a given, Mark. Come on.
In second place, we've got Womble MK3 with 1 minute, 1.723 seconds. And in first place, Steve-O-1982 with 1 minute, 1.472 seconds. So they were all very close, them ones. On the Xbox One. So well done, Steve.
I would like to point out real quickly, you actually wrote my time down wrong.
Okay.
It's actually 1.1 seconds, 0.793. I'll just hold that up right there to the camera.
So what is
793. That was I the guy underneath Terraform is the 1.8.
Oh, because it's highlighted in yellow.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, I'll let you off. You still in third place.
You know, I don't like you right now.
On
hey, but I'm 5,980th in the world.
Wow.
Yeah. What it's not I? Quite seven,
I
is it?
I don't even look what I am. I was something stupid like 25,000th.
But we weren't seven, were we? Nope.
No, I'm pad for time here. Hang on a minute. 18,622 in the world. So I'm in the top 20,000.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
No.
On PC, in third place, we've got Hardly Dan, who was on the show recently.
Look at all these slow people.
Yeah.
Look at all these slow people.
Yeah, in a time of 1 minute 6.432 seconds. What did he use, a horse and cart?
I know, master race, yeah. My ass.
It's got to using keyboard and mouse for a motorbike. Come on, you need a controller. In second place, we've got our Australian friend who introduced the last segment, Chapstick One, with 1 minute 4.085 seconds.
And he has an excuse because everything goes the different direction, so I think that slows him up a little bit.
And in first place, we've got Mr. Gary Lever, Amras 89, with 1 minute 4.049 seconds. So well done, Gary.
Well done.
And on 360, in third place, we've got Womble MK3 with 1 minute 3.215 seconds. In second place, we've got Stulek 52. You going to do the voice, Greg?
Stulek.
With 1 minute 1.797 seconds. And in first place, our good old friend Rambo, Robbie, is in a time of 58.898 seconds. So nearly as quick as his PS4 time.
Yep.
So our overall winner is, again, Manny Calavero, which is Robbie. So his £10 is yet again safe. So I'm going to take it upon myself to roll his money over once more. I'm sure he won't mind.
Nice.
So if you
turning interest on all of this right now.
Yeah. So I think this is the fourth time it's rolled over. So if anybody can beat Robbie, get your best times in. Right. The next track is a little different. For challenge number 9, the track is on Arctic Open, and the track is Big Air. Now, this is a skill game, not a race. This skill game, this reminds me of the good times we had on Flat Out Ultimate Carnage. You have to go down a ramp on your bike, and then when you get to the bottom, you have to bail from your bike and launch, and you have to travel as far as you can before you hit the ground.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
So, the furthest flying ragdolled person wins. So you've got 2 weeks, and it finishes 9 p.m. Gross Mountain Time on the 5th of September. So good luck, and try to take that money off that bloody Scotsman. Come on.
Yes, no kidding, no kidding. Well, speaking of ragdolls, Mike Chin, actually back on the show. Mike Chin, woohoo!
Well, he's just back.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Bookend the show. Intro, outro, bap.
I know. It's
well,
like
you only paid
effect.
Me a little bit. You only had a little budget, so.
It's a good point. We did have a small budget for the show.
Yeah.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence back. Did you get your fiancé delivered home and safe and sound?
No, because I don't have a fiancé, Greg.
Okay. Keep telling yourself that. Yeah, you guys are totally married. All right. Let's talk victories achieved. This is a contest that we have going on every...
By the way, did I miss a great show? Was it a fantastic show?
Fantastic show. Really.
A lot of Diablo 3 talk.
Yes.
Who's playing Diablo 3? 3?
Me and Greg.
Myself, Mark. Yeah.
The Ultimate Evil Edition's come out on the new next-gen consoles. Oh, sorry, the current-gen consoles, not the retro ones.
Yes. All right, so victory's achieved. It is a simple contest. You finish a game, like Mike when he finished Halo Wars, and you would take a picture of yourself with the game in the background. That's called a selfie, folks. And then you simply tweet that to @g4te.com. I spell the dot. And you put in there hashtag victories achieved and tell us what game you just beat. And every time you do that, you get entered into a contest. And currently the contest goes to October 31st, and we will take a random winner out of our prize pool, and they will win a $20 gift card for either PSN, Xbox Live, or Steam. So it's quite worth it. And this week we only had one entry, so get on it, people. Start finishing games. MTB Matt 1 finished Metal Gear Ground Zeroes. So there you go. Congratulations to Matt. And for those of you on the cusp of beating games, get them in there.
I'll just add that MTB Matt 1 is actually Urban Centaur, who's always in second place on the PS4 trials. So
always in second place, except for this week. No, he was. Yeah, never mind. Yeah, always second place. Maybe he'll finish first place in Victories Achieved. all right, we have Extra Life 2014. It is coming up pretty quick, so
yeah,
start signing
up.
Yeah, it is sneaking up. It's going to be in October. That's the 24-hour gaming marathon that Mike Chin is super excited to take part in and play games for 24
That's
hours.
That's right.
Like
yeah,
a madman.
I'm doing it this year. I have to set that up. That's my task for this week.
Yes.
And it's now Saturday. Yes, I'm doing the... What are you doing, Greg? What are you doing?
I'm going to be gaming 24 hours.
Whatever the hell you want to play.
Whatever the hell I want to play.
I'm doing something different because I'm different.
You
know?
Yeah, you are different like that.
Yeah, I'm playing Super Mario 64, and every star that I get, I will donate 2 of my own pound sterling. And then other people can either donate a flat fee or they can do like 50p a star, whatever they want to do. So
there you go. I like it.
And I'll stream it all.
I was going to say you're going to stream it all. Yeah.
The whole thing
I have a feeling there's going to be quite a few gaming streams happening. It won't be pretty come towards the end. I guarantee it. I remember last year. In fact, Robin tried to play Diablo with me on the 360, and I was just insufferable. I didn't want to talk at all. I was angry.
Didn't actually you played GTA 5, and I made a video for it, didn't I? Remember that?
Maybe. I don't know. I honestly
don't remember.
Someone's working
into that video, and you was in it, Mark, and other people was in it, and you haven't fucking remembered.
It's all a blur.
I didn't know it was Extra Life. It might have been, actually. Yeah, I think it was.
It was 4 Extra Life.
Yeah,
now,
yeah well,
the,
yeah.
You on the, now you remember. Yeah, now you remember. But if you go on the,
I remember thinking,
the YouTube channel,
what an asshole. He keeps trying to make a video with me in it. I just want to go to sleep. Leave me alone.
But I'll be streaming it this year. I think a few people will probably stream it this year. But I will stream it. And, you know, so you can come in and tell me that I suck at Mario. That's fine. I haven't played a game for 14 years, so don't expect much. I'm aiming for 100, Greg. But I figured, because there's 120 stars in Mario, yeah?
Right.
Figured, I'm aiming for 100, but what? And then I was like, what if I get 120 in like 10 hours, right? Like, what? Then what do I do? All right, and I thought,
different game.
I'll just reset it, play it, keep going. I'll just reset the game and then just keep getting stars and make it aggregate.
Nice, I like it.
Whatever.
Could be costly, but that's for a good cause.
It's a good cause. I don't mind donating the money, so it's a good cause. So at least, if no one else donates, at least I'll put something in.
I'm sure you will get people donating. All right, well, that pretty much does it for the show, so let's get the closing notes. If you want to send us a speak pipe, that's how Ian Chapstick sent us those lovely interludes for You Can't Fix Stupid. You just jump over to speakpipe.com/the_OC, and you can email the show, of course, if you want to send us an email, podcast@g4te.com. You can tweet us @OC_podcast. I know we had a ton of tweets on the podcast feed this weekend. Again, lazy. I just fully admit to it. Me, lazy.
Greg.
I know. It happens. iTunes and Stitcher reviews, absolutely would like them, want them, need more of them, all that good stuff. We even have a Facebook page, so go check that out. Gaming for the Elderly. We're kind of all over the place, in weird places and places you don't want us sometimes. But we're there. Right behind you, right over your shoulder, right now. Mike, shout outs. Anybody you want to shout out to?
I would like to shout out the world, because, you know. Shout out Stu and Duke from the Veteran Gamers. It's a podcast. It's a podcast. What else? You guys, obviously, for putting on a show. I still listen every week, unlike you, Greg, clearly. I think that'll do.
I love the Veteran Gamers, except for you. You bore me.
Yeah, well, two-thirds ain't too bad. Still, you just mute me when I'm on. Like, just mute my bits. Like, as soon as I start talking, mute.
Would never happen. Yeah. Never happen.
So when are we going to play Guardian of Light, Greggles?
Maybe this weekend?
Could happen. Do you still play your 360, or are you like a...
I still have it hooked up.
An X-Bone boy now.
I primarily play on the X-Bone. I fully admit to that. But I do have my 360 still hooked up.
In our little break, I was just saying that Evolve was the reason that I was going to get an X-Bone. Hmm. But as we all know...
You could wait till 2015.
I have to wait now. But I do look at the Halo 2 multiplayer and go,
Yeah, that does look pretty damn good.
Yeah, because I had a lot of fun playing that when it came out. But will it be as fun now? Or rocket races in Halo 3? I don't know. So, yeah, I think I'll wait till Evolve comes out.
Maybe. Cool.
Anyway, my shoutouts, whatever they were, those guys. Yeah.
Jay? And just like that, Jay jumps off
he
the call.
He literally got dropped as soon as he said Jay. That's amazing.
That is timing at its best, let me tell you. Mark, why don't you give us a shout-out when we try and bring Jay back in?
I'll shout-out Jay for coming back on the show and dropping so promptly.
I know, that was perfect timing. Perfect timing.
He's back.
And to Mike for joining us again. It's always great to have Mike back on.
I mean, briefly, but obviously, you know.
Yeah. I'd like to shout-out the Friday Night Racing crew who... kicked it all back off again tonight, hosted by the Henwood. It was a great turnout.
Whoa.
What in the world is that sound? Jay Shoemaker, you are not muted.
Hang on. Everybody's got their hands up in the video.
Continue on, Mark.
Yeah, so Friday Night Racing kicked off again this week by the Henwood. There was a really good turnout. I was a bit late to the start of it. I managed to get about 3-4 races in. It was good fun as always. There were a lot of people there. Bongo was there. Parsnip. a lot of other people. So every Friday night, if you want to come and join in, Xbox One, Forza 5. And I'd also like to shout Nicole. We missed you this week, Nicole. I hope you get all your stuff sorted. You know you've got a few things going on. And we're here for you if you need us, so take care. And over to Jay. Don't drop out.
I'll try not to. I would like to shout out Greg and Seattle Jesus and Commander Shepard. Of course, Nicole, for not being here. We miss you. And mostly my amazing wife for dealing with a miserable about five, six weeks with me. So, honey, thank you. And over to Greg.
Kisses.
Yeah, lots of them.
I want to shout out the three of you for coming back on the show and being here. Mark, as always, it's great having you on the show. Jason, it's great having you back on the show. And Mike.
Am I muted? Eh. No.
No, 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 you're not muted.
Sorry.
Mike, as always, you know you're welcome.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something mean then. Oh, okay.
No, no. I'm not a mean person. Not a mean bone in my body. Swear to God. Hand to God. I want to shout out Teflon212 for doing a freaking ice challenge and challenging me. So I will be responding in kind this weekend.
I just did a tweet about ice
YouTube it. Yeah. It's going to happen.
I said I tweeted saying it's official. Ice challenges are uncool because Patrick Stewart did one and he basically just signed a check and then he signed a check and then put some ice in some whiskey and then drank that and then it's like
it's a smart way of doing it.
Now, I like that.
I will make all of you rest assured. I'm not going to call anybody out. I will do my ice challenge. I will make my donations, but I'm not going to shame anybody else into doing it because to me personally. You don't need to be shamed into donating. So that said, Chapstick One, thank you again for sending in your stuff with You Can't Fix Stupid. Love it. Keep it coming. Robin, I'm so glad to see you back in the gaming community. I know you had a rough couple of weeks, so good to see you back, my friend. And Nicole, as Mark said, we hope you get it all sorted out. The whites and the darks and the sorting of the laundry can be tough. I totally get it, but you'll come through it just fine. And with that said, we're done.
Do you have a black and white stripy top? Does it go in the colors or the whites? I'm so confused.
That's it. We're out of here.
Wash it by itself.
You need. I should send you those files.
Do you have a live soundboard now?
Yeah,
he does.
Emulating the Duke.
I didn't think this through, though.
No, Greg told me I'm not allowed to play a lot of sound effects.
Okay. Exactly.
Just a bit.
Hang on.
Cheers to everybody. Sorry about that.
Your sounds dreadful, though, Greg.
Sound like you're driving in a car with a window down.
Yeah.
Yeah? Still that bad?
Yeah. Yep.
Mike's just scratching his microphone.
Thinking blue every once in a while when you speak.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, but, like, this is the shit microphone. This is, like, the onboard microphone. Hello, Jace. Hello, Mike. Right, but so the... My fucking headset phone won't work.
Mike seems to be in a similar tunnel as Greg.
I know.
We're both going through the tunnel.
Let me hang up on you guys and see if it fixes everything. Mike, you need to... Oh, and I don't have my video active. That's probably why. So, all right. Give me a second.
Wait.
Actually, I already know what the problem is.
How's that?
Beautiful.
That's better.
Sexy.
Yeah. I forgot I had a... put the microphone on the laptop microphone like Mike's doing right now.
System mic.
Yeah. And voila, there's my video.
Yeah, drink it. Mountains are blue.
The mountains are blue.
Politics.
Nobody wants to talk politics.
So you can hear every clicker do and all this stuff, can't you? So
yes, yeah.
I know, I'm aware. I'm trying to fucking address this.
And you're fucking loud, too. Jesus Christ, it's like you're screaming in the microphone.
What are you going to do? Is that better?
Well, I adjusted my volume. That's probably my fault.
Sorry.
It's perfect. Mike is breaking his headset. I like that he does a little hair flick every time, too.
Yeah.
The hair flick is new. The hair flick's this week. That's what I've caught myself doing it. You know, I'm just going to go, I can do it now! And then no one's right.
When's the wedding date, Mike?
I might have to use that.
Yeah, no, that's recorded.
All right. Are we pretty much ready? Are you going to really do that all show?
I hope so.
Now I'm fucking with him.
And he's gone.
No, I purposely hung up on him. all right. Let's do this.
Now you guys are, it looks like one contiguous room now with wallpaper. Perfect.
The way it does.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Although on mine, Jay, you're in the middle. So I have Mike on either side, and then you're right in the middle.
I have Mike on the right.
Mike on such balls.
Yes. In fact, that was perfect. Yeah,
I'm ready. I'm waiting for you.
I know. You're ready to whip
out. I've got to give you a blooper reel, don't I? Fuck shit, bitch.
That's just part of the regular podcast. To @g4te.com. And exactly. Give me a second, guys.
Throw it out.
Just burn it.
Just burn it.
I don't know how burglars do their laundry. It's a nightmare.
Wash each stripe separately.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, with a wash.
If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Wheels are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
Some people say.
Come on, yeah.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.